Brethren, we are commanded to give an offering to our God during the holy day seasons. Let's turn to the well-known scripture we always read during this time in Deuteronomy, and let's be reminded of this offering. Deuteronomy 16:16, and I'm going to read this in the New American Standard Version. Deuteronomy 16:16. Three times in a year, all your males shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Booths. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you. The Word of God is like a fine painting with intricate brushstrokes. If you look at a painting by one of the masters, so-called masters, and you get up close to it, you can see details in it. But the closer you get, those details fade away. But the Word of God is a painting where you can look at it, and the closer you look at it, the more you get out of it. So depending on how you look at a painting, you might see various details that the artist placed in the paintings. So with that in mind, let's look at another perspective on the holy day offerings. Mr. Armstrong visited numerous kings and heads of states during his lifetime. Each time he would bring a Steuben crystal. And present this crystal to these heads of states and these kings. And he was criticized by his detractors for spending church funds on extravagance. Now, I went to the Steuben website and browsed a few items there. Some of the smaller crystals were in the hundreds of dollars range, while some were in the thousands of dollars. The crystals were very fine workmanship and made fine gifts and make fine gifts. Now here's how Mr. Armstrong answered his distractors in 1979 in the January 28th co-worker letter in addressing these gifts that he was presenting. They have try to treat as extravagant such things as the purchase of Steuben crystal, which is about the only type of object made in this country fitting for presenting to a king, president, or prime minister. Look in your Bible, Matthew 2:11, and see that the wise men presented gifts to Christ as an infant. This was not a birthday present, for it was many days after his birth. But since long before Christ, it has been custom to present a gift when visiting a king or head of government. It would indeed look strange if we did not present an acceptable gift when visiting a monarch. So let's look at this passage in Matthew and review it. Matthew 2, and we'll read verses 1 through 11. Matthew 2:1-11. This will be in the King James Version. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, Thus it is written by the prophet, and you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the princes of Judah. Art not thou the least among the princes of Judah? For out of you shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child. When you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. Not a baby, but a young child. Then they saw the star, and they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with his Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Notice that we're not told how much gold, frankincense, and myrrh the wise men gave Christ. However, look at the quality of the gifts. Gold, not silver, not brass, not nickel, not tin, but gold. Frankincense and myrrh, not salt or pepper or some cheap incense. Frankincense and myrrh are made from tree resins. They are expensive because they are made from trees that are very rare. The wise men knew that it was customary to present gifts to a king, and those gifts had to be fitting a king. Now, today's offering is not about quantity. It's about quality. It is not about how much you give, but the spirit in which you give it. The quality of our offering is gauged on how we give it. A penny given by a humble and grateful poor person is worth more than millions of dollars given grudgingly or self-righteously by a rich person. Christ talks about gift amounts in Luke. Turn to Luke 2, 21, verse 1 through 4. Luke 21, verse 1 through 4. And this is in the New Living Translation. While Jesus was in the temple, he watched the rich people dropping their gifts in the collection box. Then a poor widow came by and dropped in two small coins. "I tell you the truth," Jesus said, "this poor widow has given more than all the rest of them, for they have given a tiny part of their surplus, but she, poor as she is, has given everything she has." We have to give the best to our God. It is about honoring our King before whom we congregate today.